Gentlemen, last week I sat here in this chair and I said, why are Jews happy on Tu B'Shvat? And I said, that is the stupidest question you ever can ask, because if a Jew can omit Tachanun, who cares? They just are happy with it. And if you put a Thursday in there, you can't buy them for $1.5 million. Well, today I'm going to ask the same question in the opposite direction. Gentlemen, why do we take out 2 Torahs this coming Shabbos? This coming Shabbos is Parshat Mishpatim, 53 mitzvos. I hope you enjoy learning them. And we read the first of the 4 parshas, Parshas Shkalim. Can you please remind me where Parshas Shkalim is in that Sefer Torah? Ki Tisa, says Harold. Correct. Ki Tisa is how many parshas away from the end of Mishpatim? What divides between the end of Mishpatim and the beginning of Ki Tisa? 2 parshas, Truma Tetzaveh. Let me ask a very simple question. Last week it was a stupid question. This week, simple. Wouldn't it save time to just go like this? As the Chazan is saying Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, after Parshat Mishpatim, he's rolling the Torah. By the time he finishes Ve'imru Amen at the end of that Chatzi Kaddish, you're at Parshat Ki Tisa. Why do we take out how many Torahs?
2 Torahs.
Now, when we take out 2 Torahs, let's think of the time factor here. In place of just rolling the Torah a bit, what happens? Yamdu al-Magbiya v'ha-Golel. Then you have to give a Mishaberach for the Shvi. Then you have to give a Mishaberach for the guy who picks up the Torah. Now, that's hard work, picking up the Torah. He deserves a Mishaberach. Glila. I wouldn't have given him so much of a Misha Beirach, but the Gemara at the end of Megillah says, HaGolel notel schar kulam, all right, we'll give him a Misha Beirach. Then they do Hagbev, when stands up, Glila. And then they say, Yamol, whatever, Maftir, and they open up the Torah. With the help of God, it's in the right place. If it's not in the right place, you got yourself more of a delay. Ba-boom, 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 with the Torah. Okay, wouldn't we save time by just taking out 1 Torah? Why do we take out 2 Torahs? Now I'm going to buttress my question. Look at the top of the source sheet. The Mishnah in Yuma, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, describes the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. We repeat the Avodah on Yom Kippur in Musaf, word for word, basically. And it says like this, part of the Avodah was that he read the Kriya Satorah. Now do not say, oh, of course he read the Torah, it's Yom Kippur. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with what we do in shul. He read the Kriya Satorah as part of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah is going to describe how it happened. Balo Kohen Gadol Likro, time to read the Torah. Kore Acharemot, he has to read the Parsha of Acharemot, which describes the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Ve'ach Be'asor, which is in Parsha Acharemot. Ve'golel et HaTorah, which means what?
Move it.
Move it? No. Umenicha
b'cheiko.
Rest.
He rolls up the Torah, he puts it next to him, let's say over here. Ve'omer, and he says, Yeter mima shekarati lifnechem katuv. More than what I read to you is written in this Torah, meaning there's much more to this Torah than the little portion of Acharemot I just read to you. Oh, we know that, right? Of course, the Torah is Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Why is it called a Chumish from the word Chamisha? Oh, we know that. Answer. He's not just telling us, oh, by the way, there's 5 books of Moses. Continues the Mishnah. Oh, ve'asar shebechumash apekudim. And he has to read what we call the Maftir. Uva'asar lachodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh. What it says in Parshat Pinchas, that's a little far away from Parshat Acharemot. Korel to ba'alpeh. How does he read the so-called maftir? Again, this is not the maftir, but how does he read the so-called maftir?
By heart.
By heart! Not so hard, but by heart. Why does he read it by heart? Says the Shulchan Aruch, En golalin sefer Torah b'tzibur b'pnei kvod ha-tzibur. You don't go ahead and start moving the Torah around because of the honor of the tzibur. Explains the Rambam. Now, this is a very big of an oxymoron, and I don't want to get any one of those. Anyone who writes in, please, I know the Rambam was before the Shulchan Aruch. He's not explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but just for the sake of the shir. The Rambam says, Shelo yatriach alihem lihiyotam omdim ad shiyiglol. And the Mishnah Berurah repeats that years and years and years and centuries later. Shiyu mitzapim v'domimim. Why don't you roll the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur? After he finishes Acharemos, take a pause, roll the Torah to Parshas Pinchas, and read from it. Why does he read it Baal Peh? Why does he read it by heart? So people don't have to stand around and wait. In other words, if we have to sum up, the Kohen Gadol reads from the Torah, and then he has to read an additional portion which is far away. Why does he read it Baal Peh? So that people don't waste time. Time is money. There's a lot to do. That's why it's called Avodat Yom HaKippurim. It's a lot more korbanos to bring. So therefore, in order not to waste time, and people will still end around doing nothing, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Shehu Metzapim V'Domimim, probably today would say Shehu Metzapim V'Medabrim. That's my own little connection. If this wasn't on Shabbos, then it would probably say Shehu Metzapim and write a WhatsApp or return an email. In order not to waste time, he reads it Baal Peh. So let me ask a simple question. As I just said, this week is Parshat Mishpatim. We have to read Parshat Shkolim in addition to Parshat Mishpatim. Very simple. As the Chazan saying the Chatzi Kaddish. Or, if you can't do two things at once, because only women can multitask, then let's say after the Chatzi Kaddish, as the Gabbai is doing a Misha Beirach for the Shvi, he's already at Parshat Kitisa. Two Parshas away. We're not talking about two guys rolling the Torah, this guy on that side, that guy on that side, with the talus falling off. Everyone knows the scene, right? He's trying this, he's trying that, and then in the middle somewhere it gets stuck and they have to... Talking about a little roll. Why do you need two? And we have a precedent. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't roll the Torah because they didn't want people to stand around and do nothing. So he read it, Baal Peh. So here, not only don't we have to read it Baal Peh, just roll the same Torah. Take out one Torah, and that's it.
Does this add a sort of chashivut to the portion we're reading by?
Oh, yeah, we're in the questions here. 1 second. Now, just to explain what I just said, there is an exception to the rule. And that is when indeed you only have one Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch, im en lahem ela sefer Torah echad, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Kuf Mem Dalet Seif Gibel, if you only have one Torah, vehem tzichim likrot b'shnei inyanim, and you have to read two different Parshas, let's say, you have to read in a few weeks' time, Parshat Tetzave and Parshat Zachor, Tetzave is towards the end of Shmot, the Zachor, it's Parshat Ki Titeitze, at the end, towards the end, middle, of Devarim, then you do roll it, and don't worry about the Kfodat Tzibur. The Magen Avram says, in the Beis HaMikdash, all the Jewish people were there, and they said, hey, we're not going to stand around doing nothing. And it's true, there's not so many people. People say, you know what, it's all right, roll the Torah. Why? In order to bekayim the takana to read a maftir, we're all right with it. So, I'm going to buttress my question all the way. We have a precedent where we didn't roll the Torah so people don't stand around doing nothing, where he read it Baal Peh. Here the Shulchan Aruch says we don't do that. Now there is a Rashba that says you do that. But the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Mordechai and the Ritva, and he basically says, no, we don't read Baal Peh. Fine. So, I have a very simple solution for this weekend. Same Torah, one Torah. You're going to save a lot of time. And just think of the opposite scenario. You take out two Torahs. So taking out two Torahs takes a bit more time, but not so terrible. You have to kiss two Torahs. Not so terrible. You kiss. All right. But the whole ordeal of Hagbad Lila for the first and then taking out the second, that takes time. So we're not saying read it Baal Peh, I'm saying read it from the one Torah. Why do you take out two Torahs? And indeed, if we learn the Gemara on the Mishnah about what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says as follows in Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Uve'asor shechumash ha'pekudim kore Baal Peh. Amai, why should we read it Baal Peh? Niglo v'nikre. Let him roll the Torah from Parshat Acharemo to Parshat Pinchas, and he'll read it from within the Torah. Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Amar Rav Sheshet. Answers Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yehoshua, and Rav Sheshet agrees. Lefisha ain't goladin sefer b'tzibur b'pnei kvod tzibur. As we said earlier, we don't want to waste the time of the people standing around. So the Gemara says, v'neite acharina v'nikre. So take out two Torahs. What, in the Beis HaMikdash there was only one Torah, that's it? No, Yerushalayim, they couldn't find another Torah. You want to lend a sefer Torah? Here, we put a lend a sefer Torah here, lend a sefer Torah. Person sitting Shiva Lo Aleinu, he gets a Sefer Torah to his house. All of a sudden in the Beis HaMikdash, that's it. One Torah per customer. Two answers given. Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar, Mishum, Pekam, Osho, Rishon. Says Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yehuda, if you take out two Torahs, people might say, you know why you took out two Torahs? Not because One is in Parshas Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, and the other is in Sefer Bamidbar. As the Kohen Gadol was reading, he found a mistake. he found a mistake. So they're all going to say, oh, that's a puzzle Sefer Torah. In order for them not to say it, he only read from one Torah, and he read the rest Baal Peh. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish disagrees, and says a different reason. Vishum bracha sheinat zricha. The Kohen Gadol's on a roll. He made a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, right? So let's say he got to the end of the Torah reading in Parshat Acharemot. Roll the Torah. You're going to have to make another bracha. That's a hefsek. In order not to make another bracha, he read it Baal Peh. So either not to make another bracha, or that people don't say the first Torah is puzzle. That's the reason why they didn't. One second, the Gemara says, Omi chashinan lipgama. Why you worry about this? People might say that the Sefer Torah is puzzle. V'amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Liyot B'Shabbos. Everybody knows this scenario. The one time where you say everything in the Siddur. You know the Shabbos Chanukah? That's Rosh Chodesh. You say that Shabbos Davening. You say Yalev V'Yavo. And Alanisim. You don't skip anything. I don't know what Siddur you use, but whatever's in the gray box or whatever box, you say it. So on that particular Shabbos, what did this Gemara say to do? How many Torahs do you take out?
Three.
One for the Parsha, usually it's Mikes, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Chanukah. So, in that case, we don't say, oh, maybe they took out a second Sefer Torah because the first one was puzzle. The Gemara answers, Tlata Gavra B'Tlata Sefre Lekeb Gama. He got three Torahs, everybody knows, it's because it's Shabbos, and it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Chanukah. But Chad Gavra B'Trei Sfare, but if one person's reading two Sfarim, you'd say that one's puzzle. Why would the same person read from two different books? Same Kohen Gadol for two different books. People would say, oh, you know why he's reading from the second book? He was reading the first Sefer Torah, it was puzzle. Well, gentlemen, none of this applies this weekend. Number one, you'll save more time by just rolling the Torah you read Parshat Mishpatim from. Number two, we have a precedent in the Beis HaMikdash where they were very concerned with taking out two Torahs. Why?
To
Kvod HaTzibur is wasting time, but the Gemara says more than that. That you may say the first one's puzzle. So we can now do the most mehudar mehadrin thing in the world. One Torah, roll it, you don't waste any time, you actually save time, and that's it. Why do we take out two Torahs? So the Mahari Tatz, have anyone here ever heard of him?
Mahari Tatz.
Mahari Tatz, Rav Yom Tov ben Moshe Tzahalon. He was a rabbi in Sfat. He lived between 1559 to 1638. The Mahari Tatz is known in Hilchos Shabbos for a very beautiful, I would say, phrase that he coined. Everybody knows it. With regard to Borer. Everyone knows what Borer is on Shabbos, separating. He says, Ein Borer Balach. His shita is, there's no such thing as separating in something that has a liquid, like separating something in a soup. The situation was there was a bug in the top of a drink. So the question was, can you take the bug out and drink the drink, or is it borer? Because usually we paskin on Shabbos, you can't take the psoet mitocha ochel. You can't take what you don't want from what you want. Ela ochel mitoch psoet. You have to drink the food and leave the bug. But in this case, it's disgusting. Can you take out the bug? So Mahari Tatz says, En borer balach v'etatzirat'ikach. So the Mahari Tatz didn't just talk about Borer, he talked about this, and he says, even though he doesn't pass in this way, la halacha, and that's what we're going to deal with, he does say, "Debechol ha-mishnayot shemaskrim hadalat ha-parshiyot," in all the mishnayos that talk about reading these four parshas that we're about to get into the Shabbos, "Eino niskar beferush shemotzein shnei sifrei Torah." Never does it say you take out two Torahs. "Vayiti yechol omar," and I'm sitting in Tzvat, and I would have said, like we would have said this morning, "Delo hayu motzein shnei sfarim." They wouldn't take out two books. Why? New Bruce, guess why? Mishum pkamol sharishon. If you take out two sfarim, they're going to say, I don't understand. You're in Parshat Mishpatim. All you got to do is roll a bit. You get the tisisa. You know why you didn't roll a bit and get the tisisa? You know why you wasted time by putting away the first one and taking out the second one? Because you found a mistake in the first one. So it's even worse to take out two books. And the golulin afagavdik mishum torah chatzibor. And indeed, all you got to do is roll a little bit. And we know that you can roll it if you only have one Torah here. There's no Torah HaTzibor. As you say, Yamod, who maftir? Let's say, take a guy with a long name. Yamod, Moshe, Yankel, David, Ben, a guy with three names. As he's making his way to the Bima, you're in Kitisa. So why do we take our two books? Ideas. Just to sum up. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't take out two books, not to waste people's time. In this Shabbos, we're going to waste time. Two, there's a chashash that you're going to say that this first Torah is pasul. That's why you took out two. Now, in a normative Shabbos, that's a Shulchan Aruch Paskind, if the Torah reading is far away, we're mochel on the wasting time issue. But in this case, first of all, you save time, and second of all, it's so close, people might say, Sefer Torah is pasul.
I think it adds a chashivut to the second reading.
How does it add a chashivut?
Because it has its own Torah scroll where you put it down the other easier, simpler method. The fact that you went out of your way to do it shows that there's a very special going on here that grabs everyone's attention.
So Bruce says that something fascinating, that in order to give chashivut, to give importance to the second Torah reading, what we do is we take out a second Torah. Bruce, you're mechaving to the Meiri. If you look in the bottom of the page, the Meiri says explicitly what you said. V'achshav nohagin lehosti shnei sifrei Torah. And the reason he gives is, v'otzaat ha-sefer notenet heker lechol inyan ha-parasha. In other words, that it gives chashivut, or as you said, but more importantly, it shows everyone that, indeed, we're reading a special parsha this week, not just reading on in the same Sefer Torah. However, our minhag, and this is the way we paskin, is first we say Kaddish after Shvi, finishing Parshat Mishpatim. Then we say Ya'amod, whoever it is, Maftir. And I'm sure there's going to be an announcement in the shul, this is Parshat Shkalim, one of the four Parshas. So I'm pretty sure the Chashivut issue, the importance issue, will be there. Will be there.
This is Rabbi Greenberg, Rabbi Sanders.
Vakasha, Rabbi Greenberg. Right, correct. The other additional kibud we give, we paskin that maftir is not part of the shivat kruim, the seven people that we call up. And because we do that anyway, I'm saying we're going to do it anyway in any case. If you had one Sefer Torah, you would do that. So I'm saying, let's do it lechatchila. We're going to have one Sefer Torah, and we're going to roll it as we're calling up the guy, and we're going to save a lot of time. And only we'll say the Sefer Torah is puzzle. We'll win on all fronts. By taking out a safe, another Sefer Torah, we're beginning to lose. We lose time, and people might say the first Sefer Torah is puzzle. So why do we do it? Yes.
I have like a practical possible reason. You might forget to like roll it back to the regular Parshat Shavua, and the next week it won't be on the right
side. So Mitch says you may not roll it back. You leave it at Kitisa. Why wouldn't you roll it back?
You forgot.
You're allowed to roll it back because you need it for mincha. It's not a chana mikodesh l'chol.
We have two.
But in this case, Mitch, let's say you didn't roll it back. So we didn't. Come to mincha. As the gabbai is saying that, whatever that is, before he calls up the kohen, that whole introduction to the kohen, right? The intro. I'm sure the Baal Korah opens it up, sees, oh, it's in Kitisa. As the gabbai saying, what is the Baal Korah doing? He only has to go back to Truma. How much time does that take? If I say a half a second, I'm exaggerating. Not too much.
I was surprised you said
so that. I was very surprised. I didn't know why. I kept on thinking all week, why do we do this? We're wasting time and we're losing because people may say that the first Sefer Torah is puzzle.
Do we have such a chance what people might say? Is that reasonable? Do we have to get better with it? Would we say that people are going to really worry about the... First of all, they know in advance we're doing this.
Right.
If you always know, you bring out two. That's the minhag of the shul, the halakha.
So Bruce says no one's going to worry and say that the first Sefer Torah is puzzle. We've just finished the whole parsha Mishpatim, seven Aliyahs, Mishabeirachs. We threw candies, perhaps. Everybody's taking it too. It's the second parsha, so no one's going to go nuts. That's fine with regard to the chashash that they may say the Sefer Torah is puzzle. But with regard to saving time, and we see in the Beis Hamikdash they were very worried. Listen to this. We think for that Tzibur Shlo Yitrech Alehem Liolodim Achiyik Lo. We're saving time. Why waste time? What, Shabbos davening is not long enough that we go ahead and institute and instigate wasting time? It's the worst idea in the world, wasting time in shul. Do you know what happens when you waste time in shul? I can't even begin to tell you what goes through people's minds. I'm scared to say it publicly.
It's a secret.
Gentlemen, I don't have a... First of all, I want to answer. I don't want to leave you hanging. I want to say, first of all, I really don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. I'm going to guess. This is my guesstimate. Guesstimate number one. Not always does Parshat Shkalim come out, Parshat Mishpatim. That happens in a year that's not a leap year. But if it's a leap year, it doesn't come out Parshat Mishpatim. Which Parshat does it usually come out? Usually Vayakhel. Usually Vayakhel. Doesn't solve my problem. Vayakhel's one Parsha away from Ketisa. That didn't solve my problem.
Made it worse.
I'm going to guesstimate the following answer. Why do we take out two Torahs? There's no logical reason. We found all the reasons not to. I'm going to tell you what I guess. In my humble opinion, shuls have procedures and protocols that cannot be too sophisticated. They have to be clear and simple. If you say, when there's two Torah readings, take out two Torahs, except Parshat Shkalim, the except is going to be a problem. Why? Let me give you an example of why I think it's a problem. Jews understand very well what it means to be Shomer Shabbos. There's 39 things, biblically, we can't do in Shabbos. A whole bunch of things made the Rabbanan. The only thing that overrides it is Pikuach Nefesh for the 39 biblical. And for the rabbinic, we have other Heterim. Fine. That's Shabbos. Clear cut. You don't do 39 things. The only time you can do it is if you're about to drop dead. Jews get it. Simple. Yontif. Less than 39. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to carry. Transfer fire. The only thing that overrides it is pikuach nefesh. Jews get it. What happens on Chol HaMoed?
It's confusion.
Who is there confusion? Can anyone quote confusion? Can anyone quote to me the halachas of Chol HaMoed? Can I take my car to shul on Chol HaMoed?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I take my car for kicks around? You know, around Efrat, just because the kids are home, nothing to do. Ride around.
People certainly do it.
Shalom Bayit? I don't know if the head there in
Yantif. This is your Chol HaMoed to give your kids a fuel.
Oh, Antis Chol HaMoed, give it to you. What do you call it? Mishum Simchas Yantif. Yeah. Oh, Simchas Yantif. Okay. Let's say it makes the kids happy, not you happy. Bunch of annoying kids in the back, they're making the car all dirty, you just cleaned it for Pesach, and they're putting all their potato chips all over the place, you know, the potato chips with the palm oil that can kill you, the Pesach potato chips, they're all over the floor. They make them happy, not you happy. You're allowed to take them in the car, you're allowed to water your grass, you're allowed to go ahead and clean the house, you're allowed to paint the walls. I mean, Chol HaMoed is very, very complicated. There's about five Heterim. Each one has exceptions. It's very, very difficult. If you tell someone who comes up to you and says there's a sale in the store, it's only the week of Chol HaMoed, can I go and buy? That's a big question. Because Mishum Hefsed is when you have something in your hand, you're going to lose it. Here, you didn't buy it yet. That's not called Hefsed. That's called Miniyat HaRevach. Chol HaMoed, what happens? Jews do either or. Either they don't do anything or they do everything. It's very hard to find the Jew in Chol HaMoed does. Wait, let me think here. This is Mishum Simchas Yontif. Is it something else? No, maybe. Chol HaMoed is very complicated. When you start giving exceptions to the rule, it's complicated. I'll give you another example of exceptions to the rule that complicates Jews. Does anyone know of an issue called Amira La'akum?
Yes.
What's Amira La'akum?
When you ask your guy to, or your
when you ask a non-Jew to do something
that benefits you in Shabbat,
that you're not allowed to do yourself on Shabbat. Everybody, does everyone around this table know what's usher? No one answered.
That's
interesting.
We have a shir before this one.
Gentlemen, we had a shir before this one. Why is it that every single week Dr. Daniel's sitting here giving a shir on it? If it's usher. Answer.
It's complicated.
There's so many exceptions to the rule.
There's
a shvut dishvut b'mkom mitzvah to the rabbanans in a case of a mitzvah. There's epis, another heter, this heter, that heter. Yes, no, maybe. Someone's lying in bed. He's sick. He needs medicine. Can he ask a non-Jew to go to the pharmacy and buy medicine for him? The answer happens to be yes. On the other hand, you're at home. It's an okay day. You can open up the breeze. You know, there's a little bit of a breeze. I'd love to have the air conditioner on. Can I ask a non-Jew? No. But it's very complicated. Jews like to have things clear-cut, like Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it unless you drop dead. If you're about to drop dead, you can do it. That I got. Exceptions to the rule. Ah, too hard. Cholomoed, Amira la'akum. I'll give another one. The biggest secret in the Torah. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. You know how many exceptions there are to the rule of what we call Lashon Hara and Rechilus? The Jews keep Lashon Hara and Rechilus. If you would have said, no, absolutely no Lashon Hara, none. A guy's about to marry your girl. The guy happened to be a robber. He happens to be a rapist. He happens to be a murderer. But Lashon Hara, you know how to tell the girl. It would be simple. But in this case, no, this is what we call a toilet you're allowed to. Oh, if you're allowed to there. Am I allowed to read a newspaper, or is that Lashon Hara? Am I allowed to listen to the news, or is that Lashon Hara? Oh my gosh, we get so sophisticated, gentlemen. We find out. Anytime there's exceptions to the rules, the Jews don't like it. Therefore, I am going to suggest, you know why we take out two Torahs this Shabbos? There's every reason not to. But if you give an exception to the rule, and this is the exception, this is it, there's none others, because this is so close that it's practically, efficiently closer, people will get mixed up. Wait. What did you say? Parshat Shkalim, no two Torahs? Wait. I thought every time there's two Parshas, two Torahs. Yontif, we read two Parshas, we take out two Torahs. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, two Torahs. All of a sudden now, not what? Yes, make Jews like things clear cut. You make a protocol. Anytime. It's called low plug, but not exactly a low plug. It's a low plug on a practical level, not a halachic level. So that's what I'm going to guesstimate why we take out two Torahs. And I'm going to buttress it with the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah at the last perek talks about the Kriya Satorah and asks, my Parshat Shkalim, what do we read the Shabbos? So one day it says, Rav Amar, Tzav et b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. Anyone continue? Et korban ilachmi. Anyone know what that Sefer Torah? Isn't that the Kriya Satorah of somewhere?
Of
Purim?
No. It's Rosh Chodesh.
You remember the Kriya Satorah from Purim? Once a year you read it and you remembered it by heart. Wow, Bruce, kol hakavod. No, you're the Bruce, Kriya Satorah of Rosh Chodesh. It happens about once a month except for Rosh Hashanah. Why would you read it to Parshat Shkolim? Very simple answer. What did you use the Shkolim for?
Korbanot.
To buy the public
Korbanot
for the Beis HaMikdash. So, what's more public than the daily sacrifice in the morning and the evening in the Beis HaMikdash? What's called the Korban Tamicha Boker, Korban Tamicha Ben Arbayim. Ushmul Amar Kitisa. We pass in like Shmuel. Okay. The Gemara goes on later on. Itmar. Chaliyot Be'atat Tetzaveh. If it happens to be that Parshat Kolam Shkolam comes out on Tetzaveh, it doesn't happen in our calendar. The Tur and the Me'iri already say it won't happen in our calendar. Parshat Tetzaveh is exactly. Not one Parsha from Kitisa. You end Tetzaveh at Parshat Shkolim. You're mamish there. You're like mamish there. What do you do? I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Karushite, you bring six aliyahs for Atat Tetzaveh at Kitisa. And the seventh aliyah should be Kitisa at Vasita Kiyar and the Chalshet. Just continue on. Call up another guy for Shvi, and he'll read on. And the Gemara says, maybe not. Now there's two machlokas here. Machlokas number one is, what's Parshat Shkolim? Machlokas number two is, if Tetzaveh comes next to Shkolim, what do you do? Do you have six aliyahs in Tetzaveh and then a seventh aliyah there? Or no, we call up seventh aliyahs for Tetzaveh, and then we call up a maftir for a Kitisa. In my humble opinion, this is a good example, this is probably why we take out two Torahs. Why do we take out two Torahs? Lezecher, so to speak, the day that says that Shkolim is the Torah reading of Rosh Chodesh. Or Lezecher, the Deya that says, and this is the Deya, that you only read six aliyahs out of the Parsha, and the seventh is Kitisa. In order for that not to happen, you take out two Torahs. The minute you take out two Torahs, there's no way in the world, A, you're going to give the seventh aliyah as Shkolim, because you're taking out another Torah. So you know, when I take out another Torah, I finish seven aliyahs, and that's the Maftir. And number two, perhaps it's Lezecher, the day of Rav, that said that Parshat Shkolim is later on. To make a long story short, gentlemen, there's every reason in the world this Shabbos to have one Torah. You know why we don't? Because Jews in a shul cannot deal with exceptions. It's too difficult. It's too difficult. Exceptions to the rules mix us up. It's a natural phenomenon in any legal system, including in halacha. And therefore, if you would have said, for three parshas, Zachor, Para, Parash Chodesh, take out two Torahs, because it's far away, and the Shulchan Aruch Pada, whatever. But for Shkalim, not. You'd get fablungent, and I'll tell you why. What happens if Shkalim comes out on Rosh Chodesh? So it's a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shkalim, three Torahs. Many Jews have the custom, if there's three Torahs, you make three kugels for Shabbos. Three different kugels, not the same kugel three times. Three different kugels. Two Torahs, two kugels. I'm not trying to make anyone's calorie level go up. This is a Jewish custom. Very beautiful custom. Gentlemen, what would happen if you would have three Torahs? You'd get fablungent. You'd say, oh, this is the one where we only take out two. But wait, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we have to take out two. This is the one we take out one or two. Simple. When you have an additional Torah reading, simple, take out another Torah. Why? Not to mix up the Jews. So to sum up the shir today, gentlemen, according to the simple halachic system, we should have had one Torah this Shabbos. It would have saved time. No one would have said the Sefer Torah's puzzle. All the reason in the world. We have a precedent in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur itself. And I don't think the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was doing Averis. I think that was the last thing he planned to do. But why don't we? Because exceptions to the rule are too hard to deal with. And I added in, perhaps in order to negate the day of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, that said that the seventh Aliyah Shabbos should be Shkolim. In order to ensure that it's Maftir, we take out a second Sefer Torah.